Okay, welcome to another exciting episode of Explore Education Today. Remember, we're on a roll here. We're talking about what to do with your children if you're home alone. Now, if you're home alone with your children, and especially if they're going to school, structure during the week is definitely something they are used to and need. So what we're going to do is talk about 5 to 7 year olds right now. We did preschoolers and before this cast, and now we're going to do 5 to 7 year old. Kids in this age range love exploring new things as much as they appreciate structure and a schedule. So, like I said, and I was just saying, give them kind of some kind of schedule during the day where there's certain things they're doing at certain times. It'll keep them focused and it'll make it easier for you and for them, because you'll be knowing what to expect from each other, because communication is very important. You can help the little one feel excited about the day by coming up with offering some new ideas, like maybe Wednesday is scavenger hunt. So they know on Wednesday, especially if you're homeschooling, I want to go into the homeschooling area now too. If they know they're going to do a scavenger hunt every other Wednesday or every Wednesday, they start learning about time, math, all these different wonderful things that you don't realize they're learning while they're doing these things and you're structuring things. But a scavenger hunt is great. I love scavenger hunts. You can even have your kid hide things for you one time. Don't always think you have to be the teacher. Let your child be the teacher too. 5 to 7, they can do it. They would love for you to do a few of these with them and then say, okay, my turn. I get to go hunt. You have to give me the tasks. You have to tell me what the clues are. And you can do this several different types of ways. Scavenger hunts can be, here's your list, go find them. They're in this room somewhere. And don't make a mess, especially if your husband's playing. If that's for the women out there. But basically, scavenger hunts, you can do it where, okay, we're looking for the red pen. And it looks like this. So I'm going to tell you when you get hot and cold, because you can do a hot and cold type scavenger hunt. You can do it different ways. Open-ended scavenger hunt that prompts the kids to find something red, something soft, something they like to read. So you can just have it be like, okay, find something red. Okay, find something that's soft. And no, don't come running up and give me the cat. things like that. So then they're learning what words mean. There are so many hidden things that you will learn and your kids will learn when you're doing a scavenger hunt. Scavenger hunts are the best thing. They don't have to be these boring, mundane little things you're doing where it's the same all the time. That's one of the key things. It does not have to be the same all the time. Mix it up. Go online, look for some ideas. There are so many ideas out there and so much curriculum out there. And I'm a person that loves writing curriculum. And I like giving it to teachers and teaching them how to do it. And my dream was to build a kindergarten that used all that and then eventually get it into a primary school as well. And it would make it easier for the teachers, etc. Well, that's the same thing that's kind of going on now, but everybody's in all these different directions and so many wonderful tools out there. So my concept is going to be helping give you tips on what to do with all these great resources out there. And don't get overwhelmed. But you can find some creative ideas. So scavenger hunts, think of different things you can do with it. Don't always look at it in one direction. That's my homework for you. Let's build them. It doesn't take a lot of special materials for kids to have everything they need to get building. I like recycle, renew, reuse, because you can collect egg cartons for the week and then tell your kid, okay, make something. Now, don't tell them just make something. Say make a bird or make a train. Or, you know, depending on their age, give them something simple, something harder. We're talking 5 to 7, so they're pretty creative at this point. There's a lot that they can do. You need maybe some craft glue, some empty tissue boxes, shoe boxes, toilet paper rolls. Toilet paper can make a mummy. Use a doll for that because then you'll use less toilet paper. Popsicle sticks are great, especially when you get to eat the popsicles. Pipe cleaners, things like that. But find things around the house. Recycle and reuse things. Because this gives it something for the week where you're looking forward to the day you're going to build something. Like maybe Thursday, build-a-rama. And Thursday is when you're going to have your child doing that. This is also good for the younger kids, by the way, in preschool to keep them occupied. They see the older ones doing this, then you say, okay, tomorrow you're going to be able to do your own. Or today, here are some things you try. And then just let them go on their own and see where they go with it. You'll learn a lot about your child by letting them just express themselves, by not giving them too much instruction. They can build a city, a town. They can build cars. They can build birds. They can... It could be an ongoing project for a month. Okay, we're going to build a city. And then make like a 2-foot by 2-foot panel. And then like we're going to make all these little houses and people and different things to go in there. There are so many things you can do with building. I could go on forever. Because I like STEM and STEAM and all those kind of things. It's a great thing for kids of all ages. I still like it at my age. And again, for 5 to 7, this is perfect. And sometimes, like I said, give them less instructions. If they say, well, I don't understand, what do I do? Say, try. Let me see what you're going to do. If they need a little help, give them a little couple of clues and ideas. Gauge it for your child. Now, this is one of my favorites. This cast is going to go probably 15 minutes easy. Because enlist their help with chores. This is the next one you can do. I used to always bug my mother to do the dishes when I was a little kid. I remember this. My sister got to do them, and then my brother was able to do the dishes. And I kept saying, Mom, how come I can't? How come I can't? Well, you have to remember, my sister's 11 years older than I am. My brother was 5 years older than I am. So even when I'm 5, he's 10. So there's a big age gap there. So I couldn't understand why she wouldn't let me do the dishes. But we didn't have that much Montessori going on back then. Wasn't as well known as it is today. But while you're doing chores, let them be a grown-up and help you. Get them to pitch in, helping you with the adult jobs. Not just making everything little for them, but showing them like how to sweep, how to load the dishwasher, how to make a bed. This can be a routine every day for you if your child's at home homeschooling. Every morning, get up. Say, okay, I'm making my bed. Are you making your bed? Military says it's the first thing that you can do and accomplish every single day and be proud of, that you made your bed when you got up. It's one thing you can control. It's one thing that you can accomplish. Have them help you do the laundry. Teach them how to sort the things. These are things that your kids then will grow up and start helping you with around the house in a natural way because they've learned to do these things. And they've learned to negotiate then too as they're getting older out of 5 and 7. And they're saying, well, I don't like this one that much. Can I do this instead and then you do that one? It's a way of communication, a way of learning, debating each other, compromises, communication. But the concept is, and I wish my mother let me do the dishes, because then when she finally let me, I didn't want to do them anymore. So I have to hire someone to come in and do my dishes now. So it's harder for me as an adult. This is, I think, a great way to teach your child responsibility. And it teaches them a lot more. It's one of my favorites. Again, enlisting their help with your chores, adult chores, taking the trash out, bathing the cat. Taking the dog to the groomers now, which you could do. Show them, this is how we take the dog. This is your responsibility. Bring them up to the groomer. What are you going to tell the groomer? You can teach, go shopping, go food shopping. And ask them to make a list of the things that you should be buying for the family. Not for them, but for the family. Again, there's so many more areas you can go into. So... I'm going to leave that there. Now, I'm going to go into another one. Get moving. There's nothing more exhausting for a parent than a child who needs to burn some energy. Hence, I like the obstacle course from preschoolers. Instead of letting their energy build up all day, take frequent breaks for a quiet play, schoolwork, screen time, and to get in some movement. Do some 5-minute exercises or 5-minute games, 10-minute games. Break up the day. That's what teachers, good teachers, do, especially in preschool and kindergarten, is the day is broken down into smaller segments so they pay attention. And the idea is this is a good way for them to expel some energy. So if you're breaking down your day, especially for homeschoolers, every 2 hours at least, play a 10-minute game and get them up exercising, doing things even in the house. You can do Mother May I, Simon Says, Red Light, Green Light, Hopscotch, Freeze Tag, any kind of game. Even do a little bit of aerobics or yoga with them if you like that. Sometimes your dog will join in yoga, I've seen. It's really funny how animals will adapt and see us doing things and try to do them too. Well, your child would want to too. I have a parrot. He likes to imitate a lot of things I do. Crazy bird. He's a 3-year-old. He's actually about almost 10 now. Several years old. I have to think about it. See, I don't even know the age of my child. And he loves to mimic me and do things. And when I go boom, chakalaka, laka, boom, he goes boom, chakalaka, laka, boom. 5- and 7-year-olds will definitely mimic you, and they need to expel energy. So get moving. Take frequent breaks. And this will also then expel some of the energy from your child. In Asian schools, they have a thing where it's like the first 2 hours of school, they go outside, which is... It's kind of ridiculous, but in a way it's not. It builds some structure. They walk all the way outside, and as a group, everybody moans and complains that they have to do the exercise thing or something. But it's actually a really good idea. The problem is here, they're so used to it, and it's kind of mundane and not that exciting. They need like a person up there ready to do something exciting to make it more exciting. Does that make sense? Oh, I think I lost myself there. But the idea is get them moving, expel some energy. And remember, the other one, I'm going to go back to it again. Get them to help you with your chores. Homeschoolers especially, or if they had the day or a few days off or a few weeks off or a month off for COVID, have them helping you with chores so they learn the importance of them and then also how to do them themselves. So as they're getting older, they can earn their allowance if you do allowance. But they're also doing it because they realize this is part of the family and my family structure. So you can teach them about family culture as well. Okay, on my next podcast, we're going to talk about kids from 8 to 10. 8 to 10. So we're going to see what we can do with them at home for homeschooling or for a day off or extended days off. And again, it's lovely speaking to everyone. I can't wait to do some live video feeds with some parents and talk to them and some educational experts globally around the world. And I'll talk to you guys soon. I hope that really helps. This is one of my, I think, going to be my all-time favorite podcast. Reason being is some of the things that I told you that you can do with the kids. There is so many different directions you can go in. Need any help, talk to me. I'll try posting some of the things on the blog. Forgive me, I'm one person doing all of this right now. I wish I could enlist somebody. So parents, maybe if you want to volunteer to help me out with the blog and post some of these things, that would be great. I'll speak to you guys soon. Take care. It's the Dr. Lady out from Explore Education today.